No, I didn't.
I didn't, partly because when I think about style, I try to think of the big picture of the style, and I listen to the singers of that style who I think are the most skilled or the most archetypal of that style, who don't do a combination of styles. So, for instance, I might not listen to someone who is R&B pop, but someone who I would think of as true R&B, or I might not... I'm always trying to be very authentic in a style, because R&B jazz, like Anita Baker, is going to have different characteristics than our regular R&B.
It should maybe be interesting to ask singers which are performing in that style to do the same example, so you get a clear vision of the style. Because I think that. As you said, if you are singing in style, it has to do with the music you grow up with, your age, etc., etc. So most of the time, you are working in. If you are recording, you are working within one, maybe two styles.
So, and you try to listen to as many good people in that style as possible, and all the input we have in our heads simply comes from our experience. And so, if I haven't heard a great singer that might have influenced me, it's going to have an effect on my choices.
But you think it's a good idea? What I just said, should it be
to have someone
to have the same thing with singers who are really a real country singer like Alison Krauss or whatever, and then ask people who are working only within that style?
I think do the song and see what they do with
it.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I think that would be interesting. It's hard to get people on the phone sometimes. You know, hard to get people to give you that call back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that would be very interesting. And I think you'd hear tremendous individual variation in almost every aspect. Mm-hmm. It's looking at the similarities that's the most interesting and useful thing.